Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Sarah Sherrod, one of three American hikers that was arrested in Iran last year and charged with espionage, was released from prison yesterday on $500,000 bail. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs welcomed her home.
We're happy that Sarah is back with her family. My message to the Iranian government, though, would be there are still two remaining hikers that have committed no crime in custody.
And those two hikers are Shane Bauer and Joshua Fatal. They are still in a pre-trial detention at this point in Iranian prison. And joining us now is Joshua Fatal's older brother, Alex. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday had to be very difficult for you because clearly relief at Sarah's release is also combined with the knowledge that your brother is still in prison in Iran.
Well, it's bittersweet. I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, we're overjoyed that she's home, but of course she's in the same exact same situation as Josh and Shane. There's absolutely no reason why they're not home.
Well, I mean, do you take some measure of comfort from her condition coming back? Have you spoken with her, or do you feel that if nothing else, they're not in danger?
Well, she's extremely poised and articulate, and you know, in great shape considering she's just been in solitary confinement for 14 months. So I think that's extremely heartening, and that her spirit has not been broken by this ordeal, and she assures us that Josh and Shane's spirit is far from broken, too. I mean, they are very resilient people, so we take some comfort in that. But also, she's extremely determined to do everything within her power to make sure her two friends come home, her fiancé and her good friend, my brother. They were their support system. They are their support system there in Evian prison. It's each other that has, you know, enabled them to cope with this really extraordinarily difficult detention.
How do you account for her release while your brother and her fiance remain in jail? Do you think it's because she's a woman?
You know, it's hard to know, you know, exactly what the thinking is or was, but we're glad she's out. It's a partial step. We hope it means that there will be, you know, more steps soon. We saw just yesterday the prosecutor say that a trial would move forward soon. Of course, we've heard this going back to last year when President Ahmadinejad was in New York. He said he would ask the judiciary to treat the case with maximum leniency and expeditiously. Of course, a year later, their case hasn't moved forward at all. We've heard it in December when the foreign minister made such statements. Mohammad Javad Larijani, a senior member of the judiciary, has made such statements in February and June. The intelligence minister made such statements in July. Or rather, it was August. But, you know, we've heard these pronouncements that a trial would be soon. So, you know, certainly we know that they're innocent of any crime, and we would hope that Iran would move forward with any...
Alex, is it degrading in any sense to be a part of this propaganda coup for the Iranian government?
You know, we are just happy she's out. You know, we are thankful to the Sultanate of Oman. We're thankful to the Swiss. We're thankful to President Wade of Senegal and the Organization of Islamic Conference. Ban Ki-moon just spoke out yesterday. So really the support of world leaders everywhere. Everybody recognizes that, you know, Josh and Shane need to be out as well.
Alex Fatal is the brother of Joshua Fatal. He is one of the two American hikers still detained in Iran on espionage charges. Thanks so much, Alex.